And right now, we are going to the phone lines.
We are joined by Dr. Cannon Clifton. He's here to help us during this time of COVID-19. Of course, we were under a stay-at-home order, most of the country. About 75% of the country, I heard yesterday, was about under a stay-at-home order of some kind, wherever they're at. And that means lots of folks sheltering in place and spending lots of time with their families and lots of time maybe alone and isolated. And for those who struggle with mental health issues such as depression and other things, this can be a real difficult time. And Dr. Clifton is here to join us and help us with those who might be struggling in that area, what we can do during this time of isolation. Dr. Clifton, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Thank you. Good morning. Glad to have you on here with you today.
Well, we're glad to have you with us. And first of all, obviously, I mean, these are challenging times for everybody. You know, we have the added stress, you know, people concerned about the virus, sheltering in place, not able to go about our normal routines. But for those who might already be suffering from mental illness, from depression, from anxiety, other things like that, I would imagine this can really exacerbate those feelings.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, I'm always maybe the eternal optimist, but I'm hoping that while this may get worse before it gets better, that this will help shed more light on our patients that suffer from depression and anxiety and PTSD, because, you know, so long we put them on the back burner and don't recognize how big of an issue it is in our country. And, you know, just for kind of comparison's sake to get the talk going, is that, you know, we have anywhere from 15 to 20 million Americans in the United States that suffer from major depression. I think in 2018, we had almost 45,000 deaths by suicide by depression. And to put that in perspective, and it could get worse, obviously, with the coronavirus. But right now, that's 10 times more people that have died from suicide than from the coronavirus. And again, you know, hopefully that number doesn't get much bigger, but they say it might. My point is that this is a huge wake-up call, hopefully, for the nation that, you know, hey, we got lots of patients that need help. And so to those people out there that are suffering from depression and anxiety, you know, I want to let you know that we know and we hear you. And hopefully this is a time that we can, you know, better understand and treat you. And so, you know, to answer your first question, is one thing that you can do is don't stay silent. You know, reach out. Let somebody know that, hey, I'm suffering. I'm depressed. I need somebody to talk to. I need somebody to listen. And yeah, sure, we can't get out and about and be around each other right now, but there's tons of technology. Obviously, you got a cell phone. There's FaceTime. There's Zoom. There's LinkedIn. There's email. So I encourage all of my fellow Americans out there with depression and anxiety to reach out. We're here to listen, and there's lots of people that want to talk to you. So that's kind of my main point, is that don't feel like that because we have social isolation doesn't mean we still can't be social and reach out in some respects. So that'd be my number one thing to say to all those patients out there. Hey, reach out to somebody. Let somebody know that you need somebody to listen to you.
And that is kind of a challenge with, you know, depression and anxiety, isn't it? That it tends to draw people inward and they kind of close themselves off and isolate themselves.
100%. And it makes it tougher now is that, you know, you keep hearing from all the state, local, federal governments that we need to practice this social distancing. And I think that I wish we would have used a better term, that we should have said we should be practicing physical distancing. I don't think we should stay, you know, not being socially apart. We need to stay socially together. And so on the flip that script, just like the point you brought up, is it's for people out there listening, don't suffer from depression or anxiety. You know, there's everybody stuck at home. This is now a great time for you to reach out to old friends, loved ones, family members. You may not even know they're suffering from depression and anxiety, but I can tell you from, you know, treating thousands of patients that deal with these, you know, major depressive disorders and anxiety and PTSD, that the simple act that, hey, somebody reached out and said, hey, I'm just calling to say hi to you today, can totally make change their whole day and their whole demeanor, you know, going forward for the rest of the week. So just because you don't suffer from it doesn't mean other people do. So take the time now to reach out to a friend and give somebody a call that you used to work with, and, you know, invite somebody to meet you on, you know, Facebook Live or Zoom or one of these other technology platforms, because you never know the difference you can make. And sometimes it's as dramatic as we've had patients say, boy, if somebody wouldn't have called me today, I might have done something terrible. So let's all be better humans and let's reach out and keep everybody positive. So that's a very good point that would help us to reach out to them as well.
And you point out that, you know, many people who are dealing with these, struggling with these mental issues are very reliant on those person-to-person encounters, maybe with a counselor or a psychologist. But the reality is we're all reliant on that, aren't we? We all need those person-to-person encounters. We all need that socialization just to connect with each other.
We do, 100%. You know, I think in general, the human species, you know, likes to have relationships and likes to be involved, and some obviously more than others. And, you know, even if it's just one or two people, and some people, you know, like to be involved and are very, you know, what we call social, you know, butterflies and like to have lots of people around them. But in general, yeah, we as a species like to have a human connection. And I think that this may be a very good time for us to remember that and find new and creative ways to reach out and help each other, you know, during this time. And we've kind of talked through and talked with a lot of the other different, you know, physicians and in the medical community about some things we can and can't do during this tough time. And you know, some of these things sound like common sense, but I think that what happens is we get too focused on being worried about everything that we forget that there's some simple things we can do during this time. And those are things like, you know, yoga and meditation, depending on local and state laws. You know, if you're allowed to go out and keep your, again, physical distance, but, you know, take a walk and enjoy nature. You know, any type of light exercise, all those things help to increase your own natural feel-good endorphins and kind of stimulate your brain to make you feel better. And then we have a couple of things to remind people of things not to do. I've heard lots of reports. I even saw an article that talked about which states are, you know, consuming the most alcohol right now. And on one hand, that may sound funny, but people need to realize, again, that alcohol, you know, in and of itself, you know, having a cocktail is okay, but everybody's got to remember alcohol ultimately is a depressant as well. And so I would caution people, again, about you're stuck at home. You know, now is not the time to be, all right, I got nothing to do. Let's just, you know, have a bunch of drinks. That's only going to make things worse. So, you know, stay away from that. But again, also don't stay away from, again, reaching out and talking to people. I mean, plenty of technology now that I've got many colleagues that do telehealth and telemedicine, psychologists, psychiatrists, counselors that, you know, they're more than happy to say, hey, we can have a session, you know, over the computer on Skype or FaceTime. And some of them even have their own platform. So don't be afraid to reach out. We've got health professionals that want and are able to meet your needs and help you during this time right now.
And you guys have published a list of do's and don'ts during the coronavirus. Obviously, you just shared some of them with us. What are some other do's that maybe you haven't mentioned already? Getting out, walking now. Depending on where you're at, some places are asking you to stay in your home. Here in Ohio, we're asked to stay at home, but we're not under house arrest. We're free to go outside. We're free to go to parks. We're free to take walks. And so that's, I think, certainly great advice to get out and not think that you're not under house arrest. You're just under a stay-at-home order. You can still go out and take a walk and do that stuff. But what are some other do's that you have on that list that you guys have published?
So some other things that we talk about is that there's things that we can do to keep our brains engaged. And there's lots of literature out there that shows some of these things actually, you know, stimulate, again, making people, you know, increase their mood, increase their level of happiness and or decrease their depression. And these are things that you can do at home by yourself. And I'm talking about things like doing puzzles together. It's a great stimulus for your brain. Card games, you know, whether you grew up in a card playing family or not, obviously the internet has lots of, you know, games that you can look up and rules to play, and that's a very good stimulus as well. If people didn't know it, there's also tons of technology out there about how to help you learn a second language. And again, lots of medical research that shows that learning a second language also helps to stimulate both neuronal activity and increasing your level of, you know, kind of excitedness, contentness that, hey, I'm doing something new and novel. So, you know, anybody that's ever wanted to try and learn another language, boy, we got to be at home a lot of time. This is a great time to do it. And lastly, the thing I'd say again is do, again, I can't stress it enough, considering, you know, reaching out to somebody and not being afraid to say, you know, hey, you know, man, sorry to call you. I know you haven't talked to me in a long time, but I'm just struggling right now. I'm feeling depressed. And I think that those people will be surprised and remarkably surprised at how many people are going to respond to that and say, man, I didn't even know that. I'm here for you. What can I do? I just listen. You know, you don't want any advice? Great. I'm just here to listen. Tell me what's going on, and I'm here to help. So don't be locked in. Don't be afraid to admit that, hey, I'm struggling. I've got depression. I've got anxiety. I've got to reach out to somebody. So, you know, again, a lot of the stuff may sound like common sense, but, you know, it's time to get creative and look at some of the old stuff and see how we can stay busy and stay active and keep our brains working.
And you've already mentioned, obviously, a couple of don'ts that we don't want to do. We don't want to isolate ourselves. We want to watch our alcohol intake and things like that. What are other don'ts that we should probably try to avoid during this time?
Well, it's easy right now, and I'll admit, you know, we're all victims of it. Is that we have a 24-hour news cycle now, and it's tough not to be like, all right, what's going on now? And then you get stuck watching the news for hours on end. So one of the things I would recommend is don't focus on the news all day. Certainly different local, state, and federal governments are giving updates. You can watch it a little bit or check on the internet and see what's going on. Because one of our big don'ts is not to focus on negative thoughts. Very easy to do when people are stuck at home. You can't go to work. You can't go interact. You can't go see people. And if you're focused on the news, now again, I'm not saying don't pay attention and pay it, you know, catch up with what we, you know, got the information we need. But that's just going to focus you to keep focusing on negative thoughts because we're still not sure, you know, how much worse this is going to get. And then also another thing, I kind of alluded to it earlier, is don't be in denial about being depressed. A lot of times patients that already suffer from depression and anxiety, they know that they're suffering. But we're going to have a whole new group of people now that have never really experienced depression and anxiety on this level that are going to be afraid to tell somebody, and they're going to be in denial to say, man, I'm depressed now. I didn't realize I was ever a depressed person, but now I am because of this. And I read an article just last week that they've already quantified that depression in the United States is up 30%. So for those people out there, if this is a new feeling for you, a new situation, don't be in denial. We've talked about already, you know, reach out to somebody, you know, reach out to your doctor, see if they've got resources to do a video conference for telemedicine, telehealth. And then don't give up on healthy eating and healthy lifestyles. It's easy to, we mentioned the alcohol, but, you know, during this tough time too, people may say, I can't do anything. I might as well eat another bag of chips and two more donuts. And, you know, hey, I'll admit, I love donuts and chips too, but, you know, this is not the time to give up on unhealthy eating. Again, tons of medical data that show how mental health is tied to physical health. And so, you know, I've tried to do personally in my own family with my wife and kids is that, you know, hey, yeah, we're going to have some snacks and some goodies, but, you know, things aren't changing just because we don't have school and work and we can't get out. You know, we still need to try and have, you know, at least 3 healthy meals and maybe we, you know, splurge and have a good dessert one night or something like that. So don't give up on your healthy eating. That's only going to make things worse, both physically and then also mentally.
We're talking to Dr. Cannon Clifton, and he's here to help us during this time, giving us the do's and don'ts during this time to avoid depression and anxiety or to help us if we struggle with those. And, Doctor, is there a place people can go and get that list of do's and don'ts that you guys have placed out there?
There is. One of the specialty clinics that I am I'm the CEO and one of the co-founders on is called Calypso Wellness Centers, and we offer a specialized treatment to help patients with mental health issues, and it involves giving a low-dose ketamine infusion. So on our website, calypsowellness.com, you can find those do's and don'ts. It's also all of our social media pages. We've got them posted on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, and all the other ones, so you can check those out. But again, I would stress that, reach out to somebody. I can't stress that out enough. We want to help people reach out to your doctor, reach out to your psychiatrist, your counselor. There's tons of national organizations. If you Google them, they got people on call 24/7. We want to talk to you. We want to, you know, help you get through, you know, this tough time. So don't be afraid to reach out, please.
Dr. Clifton, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. We really appreciate your help.
My pleasure. And everybody be safe out there.